4YKX test.
Yeah, Jim, you're coming through loud and clear.
N4WHN, KF4YKX, this is Gary in Easley. I was checking on a power supply here.
Coming through good, no hum in the background, or there's just a slight crackle, but that could be on my end. I'm all the way here in Hartwell, Georgia, so I'm a good ways from the repeater. Over.
You are very, very clear, both signal and audio. I have an ICOM 705 that I was testing some battery backup type stuff on, so looking and seeing how much it draws from the battery that I have, so gives me an idea.
Saying that, so you're running on battery power now, is that the situation?
What I was looking at is seeing during transmit it is drawing about 2.5 amps, and during receive it's only about 0.38 amps.
What type battery are you using, and what amp?
Well, I have a 17 amp hour lead acid battery hooked up to a battery booster that increases it up to about 13.8 or almost 14 volts DC.
Run you for 2 to 3 hours of, you know, normal usage. I would think without any problem.
I just wanted, that's why I was hooking it up and looking at a, I have a little, it tells me both watts and amperage and volts during the use, so just think how much it draws and how long it would last.
Are you making a go box, or are you just looking at backup battery supply in case of power outage, or what's your, long-term goal for it?
For the go box or portable, like camping and stuff like that.
You can, always supplement it with solar panels, and the even the ones at Harbor Freight sell are decent panels. You can get the 100 watt panels and get you a couple of those, and the correct hookups for it, and charge a battery and run it direct during daylight. So I've seen that a lot, especially at field day this year, in the club I'm in Athens, Georgia.
Yep, I've got three solar cells, but I do not have a kind of a battery bank set up. I do have two 20 amp hour lithium phosphate, lithium iron phosphate batteries that are fairly light. So I have like 40 amp hour capacity. And again, they are very light. So who knows? Part of it is just the hobby. KF4YK expecting it.
4WHM. The longer we've been talking, you're starting to get a little interference in your signal. Not sure if it's just the rain in the repeater or maybe your setup, but still no hum or anything like a power supply would generate, but it's just some background noise.
crackling that you were talking about with your coming into the repeater during your transmit, it sounds almost like a car engine interference, but I'm not too worried about it. It sounds clear and you're pretty distant, so anyway, I will let you go. Thank you for coming back to me. Again, what I was looking at probably more than anything else was seeing how much amperage it drew and whether this battery booster that I bought about probably 5 years ago still worked.
I think it's working for you there, and hopefully everything will work out just like you need it to. I think you're on to a good setup there. It's M4WHM. I'll be clear on your phone.
Thank you. The antenna that I'm running is actually for an HT, and I'm inside the house, so there's a lot of stuff between me and the repeater, I believe, including the rain. But it's working, so I will let you go. My wife is calling me for supper anyway. Good to talk with you, KF4YKX. And what was your name again?
Bravo India Lima Lima, Bill, here in Hartwell, Georgia, November 4, Whiskey Hotel Mike.
Okay, well, the name here is Gary Golf Alpha Romeo Yankee, and I'm in Easley, South Carolina, so I'm a lot closer to the repeater than you are, but there are things in between, but you have a good one, KF4YKX, and good evening.
M4WHM, clear.
KO4HKX. Echolink test.
KO4HKX, Echolink. You are coming through. This is M4WHM. Over.
Hey, Bill. I'm not sure how long I have to pause before it comes up or what. So, just kind of playing with it, learning how to use it. How are you today?
Usually it's about a second and a half delay from time you key up to time it picks you up, if it works like it does for me, and then about the same after you release. But you're coming through good. You on your phone or PC or what?
I am on my phone right now. I'm in that black hole, so I'm trying to find a way to talk while I'm in it.
Like I said, it's a very good, strong signal. If you're in the black hole, then your phone is definitely working well for Echolink. And like I said, giving it about a second and a half, seems to be not clipping any of your audio.
Okay, well, that's good. I'm on my Bluetooth headset, too, so I'm trying to make sure everything's sounding okay.
Sounds good. It's actually a little clearer than when you're on your mobile. There's no background noise coming through at all. It's just pure voice. So it sounds good and clear, strong signal.
Well, that's good to know. Maybe I got it working right then. Got it all set up good. I've been working on it for the last week, so maybe it's right.
You got it. Echolink's a nice little addition to the toolbox. It works well. I use it at work because in my building I can't get any signal. So I got Echolink on my PC and I'll listen and I do some talking on it on the Athens. But it's doing you a good job.
Okay, well, I've been using the messaging part of it to check in a couple of nights last week so I can make sure that works. I got that figured out, but I needed to know how I sound on it, so I appreciate you letting me know. So how was your weekend?
Well, good. I worked the UGA game as a radio slash medic, and stayed for a long day. Got there about 3 o'clock in the afternoon and got home a little after midnight. Sunday, I just sort of R&R, rest and relax. Right now, just watching it rain.
Well, the son and I went over to Pigeon Forge to the ride run this weekend, just the two of us, and we had a good weekend. We were there Friday and Saturday and come home Sunday. We got home about 3 o'clock Sunday because of traffic on 26 and 40. There we come through Malfunction Junction. It was malfunctioning.
That seems to always be the case in that area. So, but there's not hardly any better way to get there. So you're kind of between a rock and a hard place, literally.
If you're just wanting to go for a leisurely ride, you can go across 276, and it's a pretty ride. Little two-lane road, but right now through Crusoe, they got all that flood damage over there, so they're still cleaning all that up, and a couple of places on the road are washed out, but you can still get through there.
Yeah, Jim. Well, that's good to know. The only time I've ever been those directions between Asheville and over that way is on 40, so, and then down south or north on 26. I had never tried any of the back roads.
If you haven't tried it, I recommend you try it this winter, this fall with the leaf season. You and your wife would enjoy that. It's a good ride. You can go over and spend the night and then turn around and, you know, enjoy the day and come back. KO4HKX.
They say this year is going to be a leaf season because of the weather we've had. And so we're going to try to take a couple trips in October if things work out. I've got a couple of free weekends. I talked to Chad the other day and told him we needed to pencil us in a weekend to get together and either just day trip or camping trip or some kind of trip. So I'll keep on it with him, and maybe we can get one going here soon.
Well, that sounds like a plan. Just let me know when, and I'll try to make it. If not, it can't camp, I'll at least come by and visit for a little while anyway.
Yeah, that's sort of my plan is, depending on when we do it, or when we can try to do it, is at least spend the day and hopefully just camp overnight and have a good leisure by the campfire.
With this bear situation, I don't know if I want to camp out there.
Pretty big bear from the picture and the footprint he showed. So the definitely have to keep the campsite tidy and no food laying around. That'd be for sure.
Now I'm on the radio, so I can talk a little quicker.
Got you on the radio. The you're a lot clearer on Echolink, of course, but you're in the radio like always. So definitely a noticeable difference in the audio.
We know that. Like I said, just trying to get it all worked out for work. Just to have that in the pit. So when I go out of town, it's like...
Holding the repeater, but you're cutting in and out. You may still be close to that black hole.
KO4HKX. Are you there?
Now, you must be back on Echolink. I heard the pause in clear audio.
Yeah, I switched back over to Echolink. Looks like that's going to be the best way for now. We'll figure it out. It's like this black hole. It just keeps growing up through here. I don't know what's going on.
It could get better once the leaves drop off trees, and that'll help some. But if it's down in a hole, it may not help much. But at least with Echolink, you can talk through it, and as long as you got good cell service, internet.
Well, I got better cell service than I do radio service right now, so. But I'm still only 2 bars on the radio, on the cell phone.
Yeah, just a tad, but I mean, it's good, strong audio, and it's crystal clear, so can't complain on that.
Well, what you got planned for this weekend?
Got kind of a situation with a dishwasher that has leaked and has caused my floor in the kitchen to pucker up, so I've got to dig into that and find the leak on the dishwasher and then start working on the floor. So that's my plans for this weekend.
Those can be expensive if you let them get out of hand. KO4 HKX. Hopefully it's nothing too bad.
Life better in 0GR.
DR. Well, you know, they said when you load the dishwasher to make sure it's done right, so I give her a 6-pack. I thought that was enough.
Link, Bill.
The black hole, he's trying to test out Echolink to see if it'll work for him, but I think he's having low cell service too, so he may sure enough be in the black hole.
KO4, I should be out of it now.
Let me get up, Sam Patrick. This is 0TR.
Hey, Tom. I didn't hear the last little bit of the conversation. It dropped all the way out, so I had to switch back over to the radio. Now I'm out of the black hole.
Billy needed to train the wife better, but he said he'd give her a 6-pack just to, I think, to load the dishwasher. Is that the way I caught it, Bill?
They said, you know, load it right, so I give her a 6-pack, but maybe it needs to be a 5th or something instead of a 6-pack.
Way to load it.
Happy today, Bill. Thank you for that.
And I tell you what, that is some good stuff if you like cabbage. And Patrick, if you like cabbage, I got a recipe for cabbage casserole, and it's got all the good stuff. Cream of mushroom soup, butter, you name it, it's in there. Ritz crackers on top, it's good.
Cabbage. Not real keen on it boiled, but I love it. Some good fried cabbage or fat bag.
If it's cooked cabbage, no. I'm not too into that. But this is a casserole. That'd be different.
But I had 2 plates of it for lunch today. That's all I had. And it's good stuff. So I'll forward you that recipe here in just a couple minutes, Patrick. That way you can take a look at it and see if you want to give it a try. And it's, boiled cabbage. I mean, I eat it, but it's cooked to death. But I like it fried or stir-fried or coleslaw, just about any way, boiled. I'll eat it just about any way, kind of like Forrest Gump and his shrimp.
I was trying to copy this, but I'm hearing one side of it, not the other. There's a N7 Echo Tango stroke DU7 in the Philippines. I've talked to him before, but I'm not hearing him. I'm just hearing the guy. There's an N8 ID'd with him, but there's a guy from California talking to him. But I think we'd be past the gray line now for that. Well, yeah, Mom, I'd leave the house or sauerkraut. And Tim next door, he eats some awful traditional things down here, them greens and even grits. Oh, they were not fit for us Yankees.
Talking on the grits now, you can keep the cream of wheat.
I love some grits with plenty of butter and salt and pepper.
You gotta have something to kill the taste, don't you?
Since you put it that way and I think about it, yeah, you're right. Butter and salt and pepper will cure about anything. Cardboard, too, I guess.
So it'll fix cream of wheat.
Well, it's good for you. Make you grow hair on your chest, Patrick.
I think I'm going to have to pass. I've tried it, but I just can't do it.
Get older, Bill.
Oh, me. Y'all a mess. Yeah, if it makes hair grow on your chest, I need to stay away from it. I'm like a bear anyway. I've tried cream of wheat. I just couldn't quite get it. I guess it's kind of the likewise to putting sugar in your grits. I just don't get that either.
Wheat's good, Patrick, if you put enough sugar on it.
And you don't hear of no cream of wheat and shrimp.
Cream of wheat's good enough if you put enough sugar on it.
Sorry you are. Y'all over here making me hungry.
I'm wanting shrimp and grits with some Texas Pete hot sauce on it now.
Pretty much my ham and cheese sandwich done checked out, and I'm ready to get home now. KO4HK.
Well, I had chili, Bill, for... let me turn this radio down. I was listening for Gibraltar, but he didn't come in either. I had chili and toasted cheese and KI4DOS, and he was having exactly the same thing. I told him, great minds think a lot. Is that not true, Chris?
Rick.
St. Patrick.
Getting close. I got about 5 minutes, and I'll be there.
Well, I was thinking of you today. I was in Tractor Supply buying some chicken feed, and I found a 16-millimeter box-end and open-end wrench. And by itself, now, of course, they overcharge for it. It's a China product, but at least I found one. Is there something about making a 16-millimeter metric wrench? I looked through mine, and I had 13, 14, 15, and 17, but no 16. And I found that to be true when I looked around for wrenches. Is that an oddball?
For a lot of sets, a lot of your do-it-yourselfer sets don't include a lot of those 16, 9, some of them won't even include 12. I don't understand why they do that. Just make the whole set and be done with it.
Well, Bill, we had a major accident here a while ago. I had gun smoke on, and Bernice wanted to see this one. And she sounded like she's in a hurry, so I had to go. I keep my truck keys locked in the safe when I'm not using it, because I don't drive it that often. I ran into, I didn't run, but I went in the bedroom, and the door handles on that high boy is made out of railroad spikes. And of course, they're rounded off, and the Amish made it, and I ran my arm across it and just laid it open about 3/4 of an inch there, because my skin's so dang thin. And I think I got it all super glued back into place. But I just wanted to tell you that so you'd feel sorry for me.
Well, I do. I feel sorry for you. And hopefully the... you didn't use real super glue, because that's a little caustic. But if you get the Dermabond, that'll work. Won't burn near as bad. super glue will burn. But it does work. I've used it on cuts on my fingers, and I cut my ear one time. Couldn't get it to stop bleeding. I put a drop of super glue on it. It works. They don't recommend it, but it does work.
Well, they had some, it looked like a, about a 3/16 of an inch tube, about 2 inches long at Tractor Supply today. And, listen. That's supposedly Mongolia. That's a long ways off. I've worked that guy before. Anyways, I'd never seen it there before, and this is the medical stuff, by the way, but I've used super glue, too, but this here's, what do they call it here? It's made by a pharmaceutical company, Liquid Skin. I don't know if I'm hearing him or hearing the guy from Mongolia. Now, go ahead, Chris.
Go ahead and hop out of here. I just pulled in the driveway. I enjoyed QSO on the way home. It made me laugh. Made me hungry, so I'm ready to go. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear in 7-3. See you guys.
See you later, Patrick.
Patrick, glad you made it home safe.
So it sounded like Chris jumped out there. You got QRZ going there, Bill?
Sitting outside trying to convince my dog to go to the bathroom in the rain.
Boy, I got a mental image of that. I don't know which one's dumb and dumber. Shoot. Oh, this guy. He's kind of ugly, but he's standing beside two trees like I've never seen before. Juliet Tango 1, Charlie Oscar. But I've worked him a long time ago. I don't know if I got a cart in there or not. Oh, it's in Mongolia. That is out in the boondocks, let me tell you. Well, did you get anything in the mail from me today?
Negative. I've been watching the mail, but so far, not yet.
They said it'd be delivered, I thought they said Monday. I think I might still have the ticket up there. Maybe it was Tuesday. So, I was pretty sure it was Monday, though. It's not of grievous importance. But, at any rate, I just want to see if you got it. See how long it takes to get a letter down there. When did I mail that? Thursday?
No, I think that's what you said. And, you know, I mean, they had to pump sunshine into Georgia, so, and I'm sure that letter had to bounce around Atlanta, Augusta, Columbia, maybe Charlotte, who knows, before it gets here.
Sounds like Kansas. Yeah, it's one of those big manila envelopes. I don't know what they are, 8x10s or something like that. It's pretty good size. Yeah, up in Kansas, they changed the mail system many years ago, and Pittsburgh was in the southeast corner, and then Fort Scott was 28 miles north. If you mailed a letter in Pittsburgh to another house in Pittsburgh, first it had to go to Fort Scott, and then they brought it back by truck back down to Pittsburgh, and then they put it on a mail truck and delivered it in Pittsburgh.
The way it works here in Hartwell, if you send a letter, I could send a letter to my next-door neighbor, and it's going to go all the way to Atlanta and come back to be delivered. They don't do local delivery anymore.
Why, they lose $8 or $10 billion a year.
Very true.
I don't know if that's forward-looking or what, but it sure isn't smart, is it? Oh, gee, but they... Well, we just got our grass aerated and fertilized and spread out yesterday and come in at 3:32, and at 3:33 it started raining. I think it rained a little bit too hard, but we got two different doses, about a half inch apiece. Then it says it rained today, 61 hundredths here on my weather station. I sure hope I didn't spend that money in vain.
If you had aerated, it probably just melted on down in the ground. It's just going to make you have to cut your grass more before the end of the season.
Green grass all winter. It's in 0 yards.
High dollar yard.
It's not Bermuda. Oh, that burnt. But fescue. And guys used to bale that back in Kansas and feed it to the horses and cattle and stuff. But it likes cool weather, and it don't like hot weather, I'll tell you. It gets kind of ugly when it gets really, really hot. But my neighbor, he was trying to keep up with me, and he said, you just shamed me into it, Tom. And so he's been trying to keep his up. But now he just been mowing it down about, I don't know. He said, I want to kill it, Tom. I'm tired of mowing for the season.
Won't be much longer. I imagine this, they call him for Thursday. Is it Thursday night, I think? Supposed to be down to 57. A little cold front coming in, so that'll stunt a lot of things.
Gotta fight the leaves, don't we? Oh, I hate them leaves. Oh, well, I switched over here to 40 meters. I'm gonna see if I can hear. Oh, that's Comeworld's. Oh, there's a good island out there, Bill. As soon as you get your general. I was trying to hear what his call sign. Comeros Island. It's way the heck out there towards Tahiti. They got a de-expedition going out there now.
Boy, I was listening. I was on the Gainesville repeater coming home, and the guy was talking. He had been working a station in Australia and then one up above Germany. I want to say he said 30 meter. I can't say for sure, but anyway, he was talking about it was going both directions today, that it was pretty good propagation.
We meant long path. That'd be going around to the east, coming back to him instead of going west. That's pretty fur piece. There's a Victor Kilo 6 on there right now on 10-136, but it's FT8, and I don't do FT stuff. And if it's not CW or Sideband, I don't mess with it. It's just not one of my things. And there's New Zealand ZL1WN 21290.
UE.
Goes the neighborhood, Bill.
It's Chad. He found us. Hey, Chad. Hope you're having a good day.
Hey, Bill. How are you? Hey, Tom. How are y'all doing today? Tonight.
Well, I'm hearing them guys talk up there on 21290 this late. That's pretty darn good. It's pretty crummy propagation. Doing fine, Chad. Good to hear you. Oh, just jabbering with Bill down there. We was insulting the mail service. Other than that, nothing much new here. Go ahead, Bill.
BHM. Yeah, we just chewing the fat. So, what you up to, Chad?
I got through checking in with Thermal Belt Amateur Radio Club and Tryon. And figured I'd drop down here and see kind of what was going on for a few minutes. And I caught the tail end of a conversation about cutting grass or something. And I got a funny story I want to tell. I want to tell Tom because I know he loves to deal with all the grass. I think Miss Bernice cuts the grass, and Tom deals with all the maintenance problems that comes with it. Is that about right, Tom?
No, not exactly. I do the riding lawnmower stuff, and she does the weed eating and the edging if she does any, and things like that. Chad, it still beats me up, but we did a lot. We aerated and fertilized and seeded, and the daughter come over and mowed the grass there for us on Sunday. And really enjoyed them coming over and visiting us, and they brought the secret grandson's new stud horse over and showed us that, but he don't know about it yet. So that was quite a treat. Go ahead with your story, Chant.
Heard you talking about killing the grass, and about 10 years back, me and my dad, we got a little garden spot out here, and dad grows a really, really good garden, and big tomatoes and this, that, and the other. So one year we decided we were going to have a little competition, and I plowed up a little spot down here below the house, and he had his little garden spot up here, up near his house, to see who could grow the biggest tomatoes out here on the farm. So he plowed his little spot up and put his tomatoes in the ground, and I did the same down on the lower side, and he uses the Miracle-Gro mix with some other kind of stuff he adds in there. And so he puts a little liquid Miracle-Gro stuff on his tomatoes and just spends a whole lot of time on them, this, that, and the other. So I'm thinking, you know, I'm just going to go down there and put, you know, spray some of that Miracle-Gro on my tomatoes too, and I will, you know, I'm going to prove to him that you don't have to spend all that time in the garden. You just spray some fertilizer on it, and you'll be good to go. So I stuck out there a couple of times and grabbed the Miracle-Gro to put on my tomatoes. And that stuff's kind of expensive. So one day he figured out I was stealing his Miracle-Gro. So he poured the stuff out of the Miracle-Gro up in the container. So I go down and put it on my tomatoes. Some gun I killed every stinking one of them. It was about a year or two later before he told me. But it's a running joke on the property, and I did lose $20 on the bet.
Well, Bill, what you sow, so shall you reap. What do you think?
Some gains slip through your fingers. That sounds like a pretty good one to me. I'd love to watch your dad mixing that up and laughing the whole time.
Well, I'm gonna tell you, those gentlemen that's got some years on you, they don't call that white hair a crown of wisdom for nothing, because he's pretty sneaky. he's always about 5 steps ahead of me. But at any rate, Tom, I need to schedule a day when I can drop by and visit with you and Miss Bernice for a minute. I cannot do it tomorrow. I need to go check on a family member, but I need to get over your way and converse with you for a few minutes.
I have to call you back on that. I got doctor's appointments Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. But I think they're all in the mornings, and so it'd have to be like in the afternoon. Chad, tomorrow I don't have anything, I don't think, but I'm looking at the calendar up there, and yeah, I got 3 appointments. So let me check the time. I think the one on the 22nd's at 10. And The one on the 24th is at 10. So the afternoons would probably work out all right, Chad, like on Wednesday afternoon or something. Just give me a call on the phone.
I'll do that. I'll just plan on coming by in the afternoon. But anyway, all right. Well, listen, fellas, I enjoyed talking with you, but I need to get on in there and get the dogs fed. They're in there begging. So I'll talk with y'all later. Bill, it's a pleasure talking to you again. And Tom, always a pleasure to you. Please tell Miss Bernice I said hello. And one of the reasons I need to drop by is I got so many eggs out here, and I'm trying to figure out some way to preserve them, but I cannot figure out how to peel the doggone things easily without tearing the eggs all to pieces. And I need to talk with Miss Bernice about that, too. So, KO4NUE, and I'm clear.
Well, you know, Chad, Bernice, come here a minute. She's over there sewing. I'm pretty sure that she told me that you could freeze eggs. Didn't you read where you could freeze eggs? Yeah, where at? Did you read that?
The Grit magazine.
It was in the Grit magazine. That's a good old farmer's magazine. What'd it say about it? She don't remember how to do it. That's a farmer, too. You might have to come up with a method there, but can you find the article?
Yeah.
Okay, she can find the article for you, Chad. Would that be a help?
Right now, I got about a gallon and a half of pickled eggs. And I can't eat that many eggs, and I just can't bear to throw them away. So I gotta figure out some way to other ways to preserve them.
Well, I know she says. Wait a minute, Bernice. Didn't you say you're not?
Keep them in the refrigerator. All right. You can't wash them, you gotta leave them.
All right. You can keep them in the refrigerator if you don't wash them for up to 8 months, Chad. That sounds more like in the Navy what they give to the chief petty officers when they made chief. They called it a balut. You probably heard of that in the Army, ain't you?
I know exactly what a balut is, and that's. Nope. Not me. Can't do it.
Yeah, me either. I wash them as soon as I bring them in. Go ahead, Bill.
Oh, man, the conversations we have. But, yeah, if you don't wash them, they will keep for a long time. That whatever coating on them seals them up. But it's hard not to wash them, that's for sure. I remember as a kid, my grandma... I was 5-6 years old, but I remember her. She would she'd get them and she wouldn't wash them, and she'd keep them in the refrigerator, keep some in the root cellar, keep some in the kitchen, and she knew how long they'd been there, and she'd use them. But yeah, once you wash them, the shelf life goes down quickly.
384 RM.
KO4, Gulf with Romeo, stand by.
Go ahead, breaking stations.
KO4, A4RM, NZRTR. Tom, this is Robert. I've got a call at the net tonight, and last week I was having problems getting into the repeater. Am I getting in okay now with this? I did a little work on my antenna here, and I think I'm probably better, but I just need to make sure this is a little clearer than it was last week.
Good evening, Robert. You are doing very fine, full quieting into the repeater. Don't see you got any problems.
Very good. That's all I needed to know. Y'all go ahead. Other station going. This is A4RM.
KO4, Gulf with Romeo. Yeah, net control, you're sounding loud and clear. This is Doug, downtown Greenville. KO4, Gulf with Romeo. Talk to me. Over.
Robert must have pulled the plug on you, Gulf Whiskey Romeo.
Yeah, I think you've got a handful coming up here around 9 o'clock. Yeah, KF4 GWR, standing by with a big 5-meter wave. How's everybody?
I heard most of that, and you were standing by with a what, but anybody's welcome to join in. We're just having a good old chat here this evening. Go ahead, Bill, in 4WHM. This is N0TR, and I'm Tom.
WHM, this is Bill in Hartwell, Georgia. And like Tom said, we're just talking. Anything comes to mind, so welcome to join on in. Go ahead and take a turn.
Sure, appreciate that. Yeah, KO4 GWR here. I'm checking out the mobile, or handheld rather. Making sure we're getting into the repeater good, and seems to be making the trip there. We sound good your way?
You're sounding good if you're on a handheld and a mobile. But if you're downtown, you should be able to get in without any problem, and you are. So the quality is very clear, and the strength is good.
10-4, yeah, I'm actually transmitting from is attached to my tech vest, and I've got my antenna fully extended here, so it's good to know that it is making the trip, because this weekend made great contact with some ground-to-air operations this past week.
I guess this is Douglas Dawkins, is that correct?
10-4, yeah, KF4, off with Romeo, Doug, Greenville.
Not being a judge, and I'm just going to give you the tip of the day. Whenever you use 10 signals on here, I would say KO4GWR, Roger. Or I might even say QSL if I was answering something like, if you give me a phone number, that would be in the affirmative, it would be yes. But we usually use Roger, and I just thought that I would pass that on to you. And I'm old. I'm 73 years old. But I think it's a great deal of difference that I had to get used to back when I was a CBer. We always used 10 signals. But they don't use them on here now, Doug. And nobody's going to fine you if you don't. Back to you, Doug.
Roger that. Good copy. Yeah, the 10 codes are hard habit to break. Habits not hard. But yeah, roger that. KO4 GWR will be on the side, kind of checking the mail, and hanging out till 9 o'clock.
Doug, well, it's nice to meet you, and you don't need to run off. And I hope I didn't insult you or anything there, because I was military flight crew, and I also found it very hard to change. And then Bill, he was Army, so I don't know how they communicated. I guess they just stuck a little twig up out of the foxhole. Is that right, Bill?
Twine and 2 tin cans, and we were good. M4WHM.
Yeah, Roger, no offense taken at all. It's just that, you know, tin codes are hard to break, and I'm used to broadcasting on 30 to 80 megahertz, and here getting out here and extending my horizons here on these other frequencies. KO4 GWR.
Fine business job, as we said, Doug. In Darlington, South Carolina, where will that be? I'm from Kansas, so I don't have that dialect that they have down here. We've been down here about 11 years, and I still haven't figured that out either. Go ahead, Doug.
Roger that. Yeah, Darlington County is, I don't know if you follow much NASCAR, but that's about the only thing it's known for is it has a NASCAR International Speedway there, the Garland Way, and that's about all there is to it. It's about an hour and a half west of Myrtle Beach and an hour and a half east of Columbia.
Go ahead, Bill.
Hey, 73s, gentlemen. My dog is sitting on the edge of the carport trying to stay out of the rain, and I need to put her in the house, give her a little dinner. But I've enjoyed the conversation. Good to meet you, Doug. And like I said, you're getting out good. Definitely making a good trip to the repeater. And like I said, the net will be on here in about 30 minutes. So, Tom, as always, good to talk to you. Tell Miss Bernice I said hello and good evening. And we will catch y'all down the line. This is M4WHM. I'll be clear on your final.
Okay, Bill. I really enjoyed it, and we'll catch you again. And I'm going to clear out, too, because there might be some folks wanting to check their rigs and stuff before the net starts. Doug, the pleasure's all mine and Bill's, and don't be a stranger, and looking forward to talking to you again. KO4GWR, this is N0TR, 73.
Roger that, good copy. KO4GWR. We'll go 10-8, and then, I will step to the side and wait for net control, and we will speak with y'all there, Doug, Tom, apologize, I forgot the other one's name, but 73s, KO4, Gulf Whisky Romeo, Doug, Greenville will be standing by. Over.
Delta Romeo, radio check, over.
Delta Fox Romeo, I probably messed that up. It's N0TR, loud and clear, beautiful signal.
Roger that, the call sign was Whiskey 4, Bravo Delta Romeo. Thank you for the callback. I'll be standing by for the net. W4BDR, clear but listening.
QSL 73, N0TR.
SXH, my radio giving down, Bill Ducky from A4,
Carolina. 4, Golf Whiskey Romeo, that last operator, come back with that location again, over.
Asheville, North Carolina.
10-4 here, KO4, Golf Whiskey Romeo here, downtown Greenville, you're packing lunch, making the trip, and sounding good.
Thank you.